My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. I'm not kidding. I get that expression from a lot of people. Today's health update, of course, I am Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation, and it's been an awesome week, and it's going to be a great week. Be sure you listen to tomorrow's show, because I'm telling you that Freedom Friday is going to shake a lot of people to the core, and that's what I wanted it to do. I'm going to make sure that it is profound in what you're going to learn, and it's only the tip of the iceberg, by the way. I can't do everything I need to do in 30 minutes, obviously, but I can really cover a lot of ground because I really try to get all the information together I can, make sure it's as accurate as I can possibly make it, and then I try to bring it to you in a form that you can enjoy. Today's going to be a little shift. I've been talking a lot about health of the physical body, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit today, but more important than that, I'm going to talk about the health of our nation a little bit to kind of set up tomorrow, because this is the Lord's put this on my mind, so therefore I'm going to share it with you. And say a prayer for me that I always, always bring you the word that God would have you hear, because that's what this show's all about. It's the truth. And, you know, we got to believe our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he tells us in John chapter 8, verse 32, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. So please allow this information to create some freedom for you in your life and give you some faith and security. Remember that this show is brought to you totally and completely by Nutritional Health Care, and our locations, the NH's Herb Shop and Killing Herbs and More in Athens. And when you choose to buy your supplements from us, because there's a lot of places you can buy supplements. I don't believe thinking buy them as good as ours are. We make sure we formulate the best supplements in the world, and we've yet to have anybody challenge us on that. But We do ask you to support us if you're going to buy supplements anyway. Try to buy them at NH Syrup Shop in Killing Herbs and More in Athens, or call our number 256-757-0660, 256-757-0660, or go to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. If you want to hear these radio shows again, once you get to that website, nhcherbs.com, just scroll down to the microphone and click on it, and then go through there and look at all the titles and find out the ones you want to listen to. They're available for you. They're always free, and we want to share all the good news that we can. Today, you know, if I was going to suggest you start, say you're somebody that just don't take a lot of supplements and haven't ever, if you're going to start one place, start with MSM Plus C. Glad to say we got it back in. The capsules are available. The powders will be here soon. But take the one that suits you best and watch the change happen in your whole life. One of our shows earlier this week, I really covered in detail some really awesome things that MSM does in the human body. And you can rest assured it's totally safe, has the same toxicity levels water. If a child got and ate the whole body, you don't have to carry them to the doctor, and it does not interfere with any medications. So don't let your medical professionals scare you into not taking MSM plus C or any of our supplements, really, along with your medications you're on. It will not harm you to do that. As a matter of fact, there's some outstanding, amazing science out there showing that MSM helps you not only absorb all your nutrition better, but also helps you absorb your medications better. And don't you want to get your money's worth? Of course you do. So choose us when it comes to supplementation. You'll be supporting this program because we bring it to you. Notice we don't have advertisers on here other than maybe some other supplement companies that I recommend, but they don't pay for their time on here. I don't charge that. We strictly allow the good Lord to work through the lives of the people that listen. And if you feel like you're being fed by this radio show, then you choose to support us by buying supplements. I want you to get your money's worth if you decide to support this show in any way. So here we go. I'm going to start today by saying that we live in some really tough times right now, and I really have a big heart for all of you out there that may be suffering, hard to pay your rent, hard to buy gas, hard to buy groceries, hard to keep your head above water, let's say. I understand, you know, we're going through these times for a reason. They're tough times, and the main reason we're going through them is because the last administration cheated in the election and stole it, and we're paying the price for it. And if you look at our national debt, it will frighten you, so I don't recommend you look at that too often. However, you do need to be aware that they're drowning us in debt. We're going to change that, though. The good Lord's in control. Remember that. I am going to talk about what Jesus said today. God's laid it on my heart to cover this. In Luke chapter 21, if you want to follow along the King James Version, you can. I'm going to break it down so you can see how God was pointing us to these days. Jesus himself told us what to expect, so that it won't come as a thief in the night. And if you pay attention, you'll be prepared for what is coming. It is coming. There's no doubt about it. Everything that God said would happen in the Bible from Genesis all the way through to Revelation, except the final days of Revelation, have all occurred just exactly as he said they would. He never misses. You know why? Because he's God. He is in control. Let's start with Luke 21, chapter 21, verse 7, okay? They were talking to Jesus, and he had just told them that the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone on another that shall not be thrown down. He's talking about the beautiful temples they'd built, incredible things that they had managed to accomplish in Jerusalem, that part of the world. And it's a beautiful place, an awesome, and Jesus is telling them, not one stone will be left on another. And I want to point out today how you can relate to that. Look at some of the accomplishments humans have made. Look at some of the buildings, like, you know, the Twin Towers before they come down, the Empire State Building, the Parthenon. You can go on and on. There's just building after building. It's amazing to look at the construction and how incredible humans can be creative. But, of course, our Father's a creator, so we are too. But let's look at verse 7. And they ask him, these are the apostles or the disciples, they're disciples now, apostles when they're sent out. Okay, that's what apostle means, is sent ones. So they change from disciples into both disciples and apostles later on. But verse 7 says, and they ask him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And what they're talking about is Jesus was telling them it wouldn't be one stone left upon another. He's telling them the end times will come when everything's going to change. We call it the second advent. You see, Jesus, this is the first advent. Jesus is born in the first advent. He's here on this earth in the flesh, just like we are. God was born of water, just like he asked us to be. He never asked us to do anything he's not willing to do. And he went through the trials and tribulations we're going through, and he showed us that how to do it and do it classy. That's probably not the best word to use, but he did it gracefully, okay? Verse 8, And he said, take heed that you be not deceived. Now, I want to pause there a second. Well, who is the great deceiver? Satan. He's the great deceiver. And Christ right here is warning us that the Antichrist is coming. What does Antichrist mean? Instead of Christ, he's going to come as a deception. He's going to look like Jesus. He's going to speak like Jesus. He's going to perform miracles like Jesus did. Some of you got pictures of what you think Jesus looks like on the wall, and they're all over about every household in America that believes in God, and Jesus probably has them, and you've seen them. That's what he's going to look like. He's a great deceiver. Satan can look like anything he wants. He's supernatural, okay? So he said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name. There's going to be many preachers tell you they're Christians, that they're teaching the word of God, that they're talking for you. They're not. If it's not biblical, it's not God, period. Saying, and what are they going to be saying? They're going to come in Jesus' name saying what? I am Christ, or I am Christian. And the time draweth near, go ye not therefore after them. Don't follow them. You know, I challenge you again, does the church you go to teach the word of God chapter by chapter and verse by verse, or do they read two or three verses and then spend 30 minutes telling you how great they are, or how great the community is, or how much money they need? Are they beggars? God never sent out beggars. If you've got a church that's always begging for money, you need to take that into consideration. When God sent the apostles out, the sent ones out, he said, don't even take a money bag. That's actually, if you want to see the interpretation in the Greek, it's a begging bag. He said, don't you do that. You work your own way. You pay your own way as you go. We're not doing that. We don't want to set that as an example. And boy, for a church to be out there begging for money, that's wrong on every level in my book. Verse 9, but when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. That means not right now. It's not immediate at that point. But what's he talking about here? Right now there's wars trying to develop all over the world. It is nuts what's going on. Commotions, terrorism, things going on. So we shouldn't be terrified by that, because these things must come to pass first. What does the first mean? Before Christ returns in the second advent. However, it is setting the stage for the Antichrist to come first. And remember, the Antichrist comes on the sixth trump, okay? He comes before Christ. He's warning you, don't fall for him. Don't follow him. All right, verse 10. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Are you watching the news? Are you not seeing Russia rising against Ukraine? Are you not seeing China threatening to attack Taiwan? Are you not paying attention to what's happening in the Middle East? It's exactly what he's describing here. Verse 11, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places. There's earthquakes everywhere. Go to the Earthquake Research Center on Google. Look it up and look how many earthquakes are going on. It's more than ever before in history. And famines. How many people in the world are starving now? It's crazy how much food we produce and how much there is available, but yet nations and people are starving. How many homeless are here in the United States and wondering where their next meal is going to come from? And pestilences. We just went through a pestilence. It was a man-made pestilence, but it don't tell you here if it's God-made or man-made. We just went through the COVID scare, the fake COVID. It was a fake. It was just the flu. Anyway, not going to dive into that too deep. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Are you paying attention to the eclipse that's coming? Are you watching what a big deal they're making of it? That they're going to fire rockets off during the eclipse that are called serpents? What is going on? Well, these are the things he's talking about. Don't let that scare you. There's signs in heaven. And also these signs in heaven, remember, you know how Satan gets to earth on the sixth trump, the sixth seal, and the sixth vial? Because he's cast out of heaven. Where does he tell you to look? Look up to heaven. And you're going to see this looks like a star falling from heaven not long from now. And it's going to land in Jerusalem. And guess what? That's Satan. He's setting foot in Jerusalem. And he's going to come right out of heaven. And he is, because he's cast out of heaven. That's what God does to him. 12, but before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. You see, when Satan gets here, he's going to claim to be Christ, but most of us that know better, you know that if you're still in the flesh body, that Christ is not here yet, because the second Christ sets foot in Jerusalem, we're told in Revelations, we're transformed from physical to spiritual bodies. So if you're still in the flesh, it's not Christ. Don't go after him. Don't look at him. So you got to pay attention, because what does it say is going to happen to you? They shall lay hands on you. You know what they're going to do? They're going to arrest you. They're going to tell you that you've got to believe that this is Christ. He is the true Christ. They're not going to be violent. Satan's not going to come killing and destroying and like a dragon with a pitchfork. He's going to be the most peaceful, prosperous guy that's ever been set on earth. What, he's going to talk so fine, you're going to just be so tempted to follow along with these lies. But they'll lay hands on you to persecute you. Why are they going to persecute you? They're going to tell you, you got to believe he's Christ. He is the Christ. That's what they're going to tell you. Delivering you up to the what? The synagogues. That's the churches. The churches that's teaching the rapture theory. They're going to all be convinced that he's come to take them away. You better remember, in Ezekiel, it tells you, don't fall for that. It makes God mad when they tell you you're going to fly away. We're not going anywhere, folks. And into prisons. They may even put some of us in prison, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. In other words, even the elect could be fooled if they didn't know better. But you're going to be taken before some powerful people. 13, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. In other words, this is when you get to go before, maybe even before Satan himself, but before his followers, and tell them, I'm not going to believe that that's Christ. You are not the Christ. But you don't have to worry about what you're going to say. The Holy Spirit will speak through you if you're one of the elect. And let's read that. 14, settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. Let's change that to make it clear. You shall not premeditate what you're going to say. If they bring you up before these rulers, before these powerful people, and they're telling you that Christ is here and he's got the answer to all your problems, and you got to worship him, and that's what they're going to be telling you. You got to worship him because he's Christ. That's what they're going to tell you. You got to be ready. But, you know, don't meditate. Don't even worry about what you're going to say. Just let the Holy Spirit speak through you, because that's when that cloven tongue will come out of you, and everything you say will be heard by every human and understood by every human on earth. Yep, it happened once before. It's going to happen again. All right, verse 15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom with which all of your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. What does gainsay mean? It means contradict. They will not be able to contradict anything you say. Why? Because it's not you saying it. It's the Holy Spirit speaking through you. I'm going to pause here and remind you, when you want to buy your supplements, I challenge you to check us out at NH Herb Shop in Killing Herbs and More in Athens, because that's what makes this program available to everybody. Keep that in your mind. Verse 16, and ye shall be betrayed. Listen, you're going to be betrayed by? Both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Now, you've got to clear this up for you so you understand it in what he was writing in Greek, okay? You're going to be betrayed by, some of you will be betrayed by your own parents, by your brothers and sisters, by all the kinsfolk, by friends. You know why they're going to do it? Because they're going to think that it is Christ. They've been taught the rapture theory their whole life. He's come to take us away, to save us. Please don't fall for that. And you know what? They think they're doing a good thing. Oh, old brother Charles, he's don't believe you're Christ, but I believe you are. You need to talk to him, and I want to bring him before you so you can convince him you're Christ. They mean well. They're confused. Satan's got in their head. They've got the mark of the beast in their forehead instead of the mark of God. Okay? If you believe that God is the only true God and that his son is the Christ, he won't be able to get in your head. Okay? 17. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Boy, every time you mention Jesus Christ and think that and claim that Satan ain't him, they're going to hate you for it. 18. But there shall not an hair on your head perish. Now, I want to pause there a second. You know, people tell me, oh, good grief, if they're gonna starve us to death, they're going to torture us to death, they're going to hang us, they're going to shoot us, cut our head. No, they're not. If you truly believe that Jesus Christ is the only true and living Son of God and your faith is in him, Satan and his hierarchy cannot touch a hair on your head. You are so protected. Now, you may be uncomfortable. They may slander you. They may lie about you. They may deceive their fellow men and women about you. But you just stand strong because they can't harm you. They cannot. In your patience, possess ye your souls. So what he's telling you here is be patient. Be patient. Let your patience carry you through these times and keep your faith in God. 20. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the destroyer thereof is nigh. When they start marching on Jerusalem from all directions, going to take it over. Boy, that's when Christ is about to come. When the two prophets get back on earth. I believe it'll be Moses and Elijah. And you're watching them on television. You're seeing them on your phone. You're watching what's going on, and they're testifying who God is and who the real Christ is. And they're surrounding Jerusalem to take it over, because that's where Satan's going to be, claiming that he is Christ, and he's going to try to sit on that throne up there in Jerusalem. Get ready. Get ready. It's the time is coming. It's very close. 21. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. I'm not going into that too much. It's just telling you to, you know, don't go to to the Antichrist. Go on. What you want to do is just go on to believing in God and studying your word and standing in the word. 23. But woe ye them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. Now, I want you to understand something. He's not talking about a pregnant woman giving birth to a child. You got to understand the Greek. You got to understand what he's talking about. He's talking about, and woe unto you that have worshipped Satan, thinking he's Christ. Woe unto you that have fornicated. It's almost like adultery, except it's talking about spiritual things. You have decided that this is the Christ, and you're worshiping him, and you let him put his mark in your mind that he is Christ. Woe to you. Woe to you. There's going to be great distress, and there's going to be a lot of wrath. And who's the wrath coming from? From God. He wants a virgin bride. And I'm not speaking physically. I'm talking about spiritually. Don't you worship no other God before him. Remember the first commandment, 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive. Not you, not the Christians, not the ones with the mark of Christ in their head. Seven, the waiting on the seventh trump. Oh, no, he's talking about the ones that believe that Satan is Christ. And they'll be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down in of the Gentiles until the names of the Gentiles be fulfilled. The times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. 25, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Boy, are we ever seeing that today. Like I say, watch the heavens. God said, I put the stars and the moon and the sun, all that out there for signs and to warning times. We're seeing it. 26, men's hearts will fail them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. They're going to tell you that these are aliens, folks. They're not. They're entities. They are God's, the things that he's made that have followed Satan and turned on him. They're supernatural. They can perform some really cool things, and they'll come from the heavens, and you're going to be told that they're aliens. They're not aliens. They're Satan's people. 27, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When all these things are happening, when those two prophets are preaching, when they kill the two prophets and they're laying in the streets and they're watching them for 3 days, 3.5 days, and then suddenly they wake up. Get ready. That's when Christ sets foot on earth. And you know what's glorious about that? You and I, if we're still here, our bodies will instantly be transformed from physical flesh that's aging and getting old and hurting and aching and scared and fear and a lot of crying and tears and sadness. That's going to all disappear. And you're going to be back the way you was in the first earth age with a spiritual body that has the ability to last forever. What a great story I wanted to tell you today. We're here, folks. The signs and the times are upon us. Is this the end time? I don't know that. I do know that a lot of the signs that tell us the end times are coming is here. I know there's so much wickedness in the world today that if God don't send his son and change things, it's going to get really rough. So let's pray that God's will be done in our lives and that Christ comes in due time. Thank y'all for listening to today's health update. Remember, if you're going to buy supplements, vitamins of any kind, nutrients, please consider NH's Herb Shop in Killing Herbs in Morton, Athens, or go to our website, www.nhcherbs.com, and check us out. We've got some of the most amazing supplements ever put together on earth. They're all natural. They're clean. They work for so many people that there's thousands upon thousands of people getting better medical reports than they've had in years because they decided to take the supplements that Nutritional Health Care has made available by this radio show and by many other ways. But we've been doing this since 1999. I can guarantee you the purity, the quality, the safety of our supplements. And, you know, so do ask you to do that. Keep in mind, too, tomorrow's show, Freedom Friday, you don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, it's a shocker. I'm saying some things that I have dozens of times people tell me, I can't believe you can say those things on the air. Well, if they had their way, they wouldn't let me say the things I say on the air because they're true. And boy, the last thing, the deep state and the deep media, the deep state's media control don't want it out there is the truth. But you know what? With God's protection and your prayers, I will continue to say the things I say that I know are the truth to protect the people for as long as God allows me to. And I do want you to remember this. Man thinks he's powerful. God knows he is. Man thinks he's in control. God is in control. So again, thank you for listening to today's health update. Please share this information with others. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health. And let's remember one thing for sure we want to do this year, and that's magnify the Lord.
Now you know why today's health update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, Go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.